Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, it's the Rundown, 10-4-22.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Last night was Monday Night Football, LA Rams versus the 49ers. 49ers won, but the biggest thing was there was like a baby announcement on the field. Some protester ran on with
popped smoke towards the end of the first half, and he popped smoke, ran onto the field.
It's like a military, military.
I love how it's pink.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So sexy.
I don't know what he was protesting.
Wow. So it was for an animal rights group. So he rights group that was showing support to another animal rights group that was supporting whistleblowers.
I don't think it was a good idea to run
animal abusers.
Yeah, Tico, if you're on the field, are you going to tackle the protester, or are you going to let him go? You're going to let him run around and...
I would let him run around a little bit. I'm not tackling him. Yeah. I mean, that might be a lawsuit or something, you know?
Yeah.
But the way he ran directly, like, right in front of the players. They had to do something.
The Rams' defensive line is what he ran right over to, unfortunately. I love a good... For me, I feel like people get annoyed at this, and then it ends up backfiring on the group that protested, because it's like, oh, you're not up the game?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're nude. If you go streaking on the field, I hope that no one catches you. I hope you're greased up. I hope you get endless amount of time out there. He should have gone full nude. Then he would have had my sympathy and my attention.
For sure.
What was his sign? Like, how do we know what?
It was on his shirt.
It was on his shirt. Okay.
Is there a cause? Would you go streaking naked on the field for a cause? Like, is there a cause that would make you get naked and go on the field?
Maybe my OnlyFans on the front of me, and then like and subscribe to Zero Blog 30 on the back of me, something like that. This sent me down a rabbit hole. Did you know there's this guy, Mark Roberts? He first streaked in 1993 at the Sevens Hong Kong Rugby. He has gone on to streak 565 times since then. He's like a professional streaker. Olympic tennis, synchronized swimming world championships, Miss World competition, running of the bulls. Wow. He has streaked everywhere.
I just saw a dong. That guy's hanging
a
dong.
Penis.
Yeah.
We just saw a penis.
Tuesday.
Yep, that's penis. That's penis. But you got to do that. I'm sorry, but I need to sign.
What do you think the best event to streak for is?
Ooh.
Best and worst. I'd say like football is probably a bad one because of the player. I'd say soccer is pretty solid just because you can like run around. There's so much space.
Yeah, I think soccer.
Maybe
soccer,
baseball. Baseball fans ain't tackling nobody.
That's a good point.
Baseball.
Have you ever seen, I think it's Philadelphia Phillies. There's like a guy who gets on the field and he's just like, I mean, it takes like 10 people to chase him.
Oh, that's like a famous one.
They might have tased him, That's an all-time streak.
I do think the Rams should be disappointed and embarrassed by their performance, honestly.
Took them a little long.
Because the Niners, I think they showed also too why they're one of the best defenses in the league. Because they only scored field goals, right?
You do. What are they? I think they might have had a touchdown in there.
Did they
what
have
was
a
it,
touchdown?
Like 12?
I think they only scored.
I want to say it was like
it was
12.
9 points.
There
actually,
was.
So not
I think
sure.
they,
so
I think they only scored field goals.
Yeah.
So that's kind of embarrassing.
That was the only good tackle they got the whole game, really.
Do you have a fantasy team, Tico? You in fantasy football?
I am into fantasy
football. You have Deebo Samuel?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That was my guy. That's.
And then he did what? How many yards was his touchdown?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't have the stats on me right now. I don't have the box score.
I think he did.
Deebo Samuel's a stud.
He did 57 yards.
Yeah.
It's a 57-yard touchdown in the second quarter.
Look
and then
stat line.
The other guy, I don't know how to say his name. Tahana Hafuga? Y'all know who I'm talking about?
Spot on.
Oh, totally.
The one that did the interception.
You just got to, when you have a name like that, you just got to be as confident as possible. You're good.
He did a 57-yard interception, and I think that showed a lot of their defense, about the defense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a good sports take. Barstool
I know.
Sports.
Barstool Sports. Wait a minute. I didn't know we were going to be talking
about
sports.
I came in here like, all right.
We're gonna this show. I want to talk about the nudies on the field.
We're still sticking with football. LeGarrette Blount
Yeah.
I was actually wondering what LeGarrette Blount was doing.
So it is Blount. It is Blount.
It is Blount. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Blount
okay.
Force
I like
trauma
that name.
With the
I like
Patriots.
That name.
He
like
was,
that.
Yeah. But he, Blount, was he played for Oregon, punched a Boise State guy in the head.
Yeah.
I think
tried
he got suspended in the NFL. Right. Yeah.
But then he got reinstated.
So he was back in. He played great with the Patriots, yeah. Bounced around for a little bit. And then now he's not in the league anymore, but he's coaching a football team of like 12-year-old kids down in Florida, I think. And he got in a fight, and it was insane. I don't know if you saw the offensive lineman for the Broncos like run downfield and try to make the tackle.
Why do we have, oh my God, you guys. There's no police here.
LeGarrette Blount runs like 60 yards to get into this fight at first. And then they're just like shoving forever. And then finally.
He threw some punches.
Yeah, then finally throwing punches. I'm not surprised at all, punches. But.
I don't like the colors for this. I feel like it's very segregated right here with the all black
that's,
and
that's,
all
yeah.
white.
I mean, this is, well, the South is, you don't know. You got pockets where it's still pretty bad.
No, this run that he does when he goes around and comes all the way through, I was like, wow.
It's insane. And I forget that he is like a stud running back who can run extremely fast.
Exactly.
I would be terrified of this.
Look at that. If he's coming towards me, I'm shitting my pants.
And who's he running? Is he running after that guy?
He's running after the guy. The guy's running because, you know,
the Tommy
he's,
Hart.
He's smart.
Yeah, I mean, that guy is like. LeGarrette Blount is about 3 times his size.
Wow.
And that's being pretty generous. Look at him.
The worst part, too, is like, one, if his kid's 12 and under, anything with kids. It was during, like, it started in the handshake line afterwards, which is supposed to show good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And then he issued an apology today, being like, you know, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But. You guys don't know the full circumstances of what led to it. So it's like, no, there's no but when you're trying to fight people in a
kid's football game. No, but honestly, we know in games that sometimes people say a lot of shit that we can't hear.
Yeah.
We don't know if he talked about his mother, his grandmother, his wife, you know. He said something to make him visibly upset, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, T. Like, you gotta draw a line somewhere, like you can't say something. But
at the game,
I think
optics of sprinting 60 yards to like go fight someone's not good.
I think the important thing is to afterwards sit all the kids down and let them know, like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were the ones that led to the tension, and that's why LeGarrette did that.
Maybe if you guys could set the edge, we wouldn't be in this situation. We would have lost by 50.
Did y'all see the girls at the end fighting? Did y'all see the video?
I did not know. I didn't see.
It's some girls at the end trying to fight and trying to get bucked. That girl in the black shirt right there. And she's about to try to get butt.
I mean,
ooh, that's right through the punches. Don't play with him. Don't play with
him. It's like almost
that's
like a replay of the Oregon Boise State one that he had in college. Like, he just is such a,
you
like.
You think he learned his lesson.
Yeah, he has a thick neck.
2009. It's kind of crazy. Yep. Yeah, at the end, these girls.
Blount force
at the
trauma,
end, the
baby.
Girls
this makes me excited for my son to be sports age. I can't wait to rock somebody on the field.
He wasn't playing right here. What's up?
There's a
20 years later, he's still just as Blount.
There's like a gif of him doing it and the dude's head exploding. That's pretty good. I don't know.
Did he really hit him though?
He goes on the hips.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you'll know when he's done. Here it is.
He is just warming up.
Okay, what's up? You can't get it. Come on, what can you? You ain't.
Who could have foreseen this happening on this children's football field?
That's it. He got suspended for a season just for that, though. I mean,
nope. I mean,
come on, man. That's like a little baby hit. Like, come on. That's like a little smack. You know when you be giving cash? Like, come on, get your, you know, make sure.
Oh, when I'm hitting my son, yes. When I'm surprising him. No, I totally know what you mean. Absolutely.
That's what the switch is for. Okay, it goes against the switch.
Yeah.
Go pick a switch off the tree.
Right.
It was a little tap.
But yeah, when LeGarrette Blount's your head coach, I mean, what are you? Yeah, but still, I don't know. Okay, this next one we might need a little help with. We were looking for Ben Mintz, but we have John Rich, which is the next best thing when you don't have the former king of the South. There was a cheating scandal in poker.
Yeah.
The poker world is split on it.
Yeah.
A big hand happened in poker.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl versus a guy. I'm off to a hot start so
I'm
far.
Fire.
Yep.
And now I'm going to let you take it over, John Rich. That's where I'm. Yeah.
Basically,
I didn't find her hot. I thought her lips were really annoying. Just thrown out there. She had bad lips. Her lips look bad. Not done well.
Oh, man.
There was a poker event being streamed. I believe it's like Hustler Poker.
Yeah.
And the one guy, he's like a big professional poker player. He's actually been on Survivor. The girl, it's from what I can tell, an Instagram model who is maybe like just newly getting into the poker scene. Basically, this guy had a pretty big bet in, and she had a nothing hand. And she was making these, like, giant calls. It was kind of crazy. She ended up getting really lucky that this guy, like, didn't hit whatever, like, the final card. And she won the hand.
That's what's so funny about it is we can come up with reasons and scenarios and answers for pretty much anything.
Like, this guy just went all in for $300,000 into an $85,000 pot with absolutely nothing. Like, do you really want to be min raising him on the turn if you know he's has an open?
But that's the point, Jake. She doesn't know what she's doing.
No,
she
that's what I'm saying.
Doesn't like... know. So it's either she's completely incapable and incompetent, or she's fucking Thomas Crown. Like, that's what it is. There's no in between here.
Yeah.
So this Garrett is a poker player and Robbie's the Instagram girl, right?
Correct. Garrett's the poker player, Robbie's the Instagram girl. And basically, as soon as it happened,
she's hot enough that I don't care. I'm not listening to anything.
Look at her lips and her face.
She's hot.
Oh, God. Her mouth is gross.
What?
She's hot.
Yeah, gross. Look at her lips.
I think she got really lucky.
Who among
it couldn't be faker.
I think she got really lucky, and I think it's easier to hate on a hot girl that gets lucky.
Yes.
I think that's really what it is.
I have great lips.
I honestly
have great lips.
No, they were so mad because, like, she had no explanation for how she won. I don't think she has an explanation for how she won.
Yeah.
I think she went up there, made some, you know, cool little bluffs.
Woman's
like you do in poker. Right? It's
say.
What you do in poker. You bluff it out and she won, you know?
Mm-hmm. When you, I kind of understood what was going on, but you can tell by body language, the poker player, like the ace, is just in total disbelief when he sees it. He's just like, he doesn't know what.
All his boys are going to kill him.
Yeah, he doesn't know what just hit him.
Well, then, I guess they said she changed her story a few times and she gave the money back.
So what's up with that? What's up with giving the money back?
Yeah.
I would have never done that, ever.
Well, no.
That was weird. That's
I cheated in the merch contest. I'll never give
Come
that
on,
money back.
Come on, ever. They would have to pry it from my cold dead hand.
Yeah. Loopholes. It's a loophole. It's not a loophole.
Nope. I haven't posted on OnlyFans in a month. I'm not giving anything
Or do
back.
Y'all think that she actually won?
I think I'm with you, Tico.
Yeah.
Whenever I go into poker, all I know is bluffing and trying to like pretend like you have a good hand.
Exactly.
I think she was just like, oh, I have a jack? Yeah, sure. A face card looks good. Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Literally I bluff my way through life. I swear.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can understand it.
Mm-hmm. Did we get that? Did we nail it, John?
Yeah, you pretty much got it. But then basically the entire poker world, there's a chart of like all these like famous poker players and half of them think she's definitely guilty. Half of them think she's not guilty. There's people in the middle. So it's really just...
What's up with the buzzer?
Controversy, and there's apparently another video of her playing a different game where you can see her chair vibrating.
Yeah, so what's up with the buzzer?
People think that she has some sort of buzzer that someone's watching live and they like buzz her every time.
Whenever
she
should fold.
So... It's a whole thing. Nobody knows for sure. She's denying it now, but she gave the money back, so it's all convoluted.
On the chart.
My chair's buzzing. It's just my birth control alarm. That's the only thing that every day.
Got to stay on it.
1 p.m.
Is that the most convenient time?
No. I forget all the time. Don't tell Pat.
Dana White apparently has been given 10 years to live. He announced yesterday on his Instagram... that with his doctor, that his doctor is giving him 10 years.
So
hilarious.
10 years to live. Would you want to know when you die or how you die? I think he's going to die of cholesterol. That seems like a good slow killer.
Well, he's doing the 10X system where you send in like your DNA and your blood and they tell you like, and so the doctor was like, oh no. The test that you paid us for says you only have 10 years, so if you pay us a bunch more, we can fix you so you live longer.
So it's Scientology.
Well, I actually sent in your DNA.
And how long does he have?
3 to 2 months.
Wow.
I'm going to choke on a monkey testicle?
Lowering the bar. Wow.
We just ordered chimpanzee testicles.
Wow. I actually wanted to get my tarot cards read, motherfucker, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, we're still going.
Okay, cool.
How are your vibes? Tarot cards like a vibe check. How are your vibes right now? Good?
They're pretty good.
Bad things happening to you or good things?
Shit, who knows?
Okay, well, the tarot cards will find out. We're doing that on Lowering the Bar this week.
No, but I
think... Where can I send money? More money? I need more money.
I need to send money to 10X. I had a whole, you know, me and my little note cards. I had a whole note card on this. So this 10X thing is part of this greater, like, lifestyle 10X thing where this guy is like, pay me and I'll give you finance advice and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. On the Yak, we go 10X all the time.
Yeah.
And then 10X Health is their new thing where they have this kit called, oh, I wish I had the note card. It's called, like, Superhuman something. They have this kit. It's $132,000 for what is essentially a tanning bed with red lights in it and like an oxygen machine, and it's over $100,000, and that's part of the 10X super health kit.
It's part of the scam.
Yeah, when you said 10X, he's taking the 10X stuff. I thought he was a fan of the Yak.
Go to the main website. Yeah, they do. Then they have their 10X IVs, which are essentially like, you know when you're hungover in Vegas and you get them? It's just vitamins. Wow. It's just a little vitamin IV. But they charge
you.
Look how much.
They're finessing. They're finessing.
$400 for theirs.
Yeah. Yo, we got to start making this and selling this. This is how much people are buying this shit
basically, for? Basically, yeah. So basically they're telling
we can put a Tico 10 logo on that.
That's what I'm saying. Literally, we could do this in our basement. Honestly,
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's such bullshit, this whole test thing. It's predicting whatever is going to happen. Like, it's like me predicting how long I have at Barstool. I have no freaking idea. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I think rich people get obsessed with these weird things. And it's just like, rock it out. Let the cards lay where they lay. No pun to the hot poker girl.
Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Ooh.
I would probably rather know not neither one. I would rather just like live in ignorance is bliss, right? You know? Yep, so I think I don't want to know anything about death. I just want to live life and then like worry about death when I die.
I think
that's fucking beautiful.
Thank you.
What?
I think I'm going to get trucked by a city bike.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at my phone and stepping into the street.
It's happened to me. Like,
so you want
to
know
if that does happen, please. Put this clip into perpetuity.
So you know that's not happening. You want to know when then?
I'd like to know, do I need to keep saving or can I just blow it all?
Can I be a hoe?
I go to Vegas right now.
Or should I get married or what should I do?
It would
totally
help me
understand
plan
that.
A little more.
Yeah.
How to enjoy my remaining.
Okay.
You got 10 years left to live. What are you doing? What's the first thing you do? Are you changing anything?
Ooh.
Might be too dark.
10 years. Maybe it's inspiration.
I think I'd go skydiving.
I'd probably try to have a bunch of kids.
Did you ride a bull?
2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
I try to have a bunch of kids with different like ethnicity and races and stuff, so I can like there's like a Tico village going.
So you want to keep your name going? You'd spend
that's
the last 10 years popping out babies.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot on your body and stuff. But that'd be
it'd
be cool.
That's smart. You want to live forever?
You know, baby, you got it, man.
I'd probably start doing drugs like. Doing drugs.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, drugs. Yeah, might as well. Might as well. Speed it up. Speed up the process, actually.
Yeah. Good for him, though. You know?
Great for him. Also, speaking of babies, I don't know if we...
Babies.
Lena Rhodes, kid. She announced a little while ago that she had NBA semen in her for like 8 months.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Your kid, you've seen pictures.
She won.
She did.
It looks exactly like Blake Griffin.
I don't think we got to call Murray for this one, Vibs.
You think it's just?
I mean, it's pretty telling. Her genes didn't even put up a fight.
Baby is cute.
I understand why he doesn't really want to talk about it because I guess she's a porn star, so it probably was just like a little one night stand thing.
Yeah.
But my thing is that do professional athletes not use condoms?
Yeah.
No.
Does it break?
No.
You're just busting in a porn star? I mean, Drake did it too. Drake did it too.
If I'm in the NBA, I'm not wearing a condom.
You're not?
No way.
If I have a
really?
I'm in the NBA.
I don't know because they'll take all your money, babies. You know, Kate.
You have that NBA money. So you're like in the moment. You're like, all right.
Lena Rhodes.
She's a beautiful lady.
She's a beautiful lady.
She has natural lips.
I guess you worry about what your kids are going to see after they grow up, you know? Mommy's acting up on the internet. I don't know. How did mommy meet daddy? That story, you know, is going to be kind of like, oh, yeah, we met at 4 a.m. after.
Side-by-side of the baby.
I mean, that baby is gorgeous.
So Blake Griffin hasn't really said anything.
Of course not.
Is anyone else come forward, or is anyone else trying to say that?
People try to put it on KD, and I'm like, KD's from D.C., and he's from the hood, okay? So he wears condoms. He's kind of a little smart.
He's double bagging it.
He's not playing. He's not playing with these hoes.
Was it Drake that said he pours hot sauce in the condom after?
Yeah, you got to do that sometimes.
Interesting.
They'll try to set you up.
Dico, you got no idea.
Well, good luck to Blake and his son and the porn star mom.
People are fucking. Good for them. Yeah, exactly. They're rich, they're hot people. Fuck.
Getting babies. Fucking. She is hot. She's hotter than the Porca girl, for gorgeous. Sure. Yeah, she's hot.
That's what I said. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we can agree on that. All right.
For sure.
All right. Topic six. A person that I cannot stand. Lena Dunham. She tweeted a tweet that whenever she dies, she wants her casket to be carted through the Gay Pride Parade in New York City, so she can. What is it? What was the exact quote?
When I go, I want my casket to be driven through the NYC Pride Parade. She wasn't for everyone, but she was. For us, we could arrange. She's the ultimate pick me girl.
She's not even gay.
No.
Yeah.
Right. I can't stand it with you. Sorry.
About her.
The baseball fans drive me crazy sometimes. Cause what the fuck is this? Like, is this for attention? Is she being serious?
Yes.
It's for attention.
That's all Lena Dunham. I was done on Lena Dunham when she gave her dog back. She had a dog and then she just gave it back to the pack. She's like,
She's famous because she wrote.
She wrote Girls. On HBO.
She's been some great writer. The show was a good show. It was entertaining as hell. But the wheels fell off a little, I feel on the set. I feel she has a very inflated sense of what people think. Like, she thinks
she's bigger.
I feel like she has no real experiences, and you know what I mean? It's all just kind of a fantasy land.
Yeah.
Like, she's not, her parents were rich artists, and she's just kind of had a weird life.
Did y'all see what Gay Twitter was writing back to her in the replies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It didn't go well.
Good. I'm glad people are keeping her honest.
That's me. That's me right there. Ride a cowgirl. Yep. It's hilarious. Twitter is so funny, but it's this stuff was just hilarious. It's me during her open casket slap ass.
There was one of the best mean tweets I saw was Lena Dunham reading it, but she was like, I bet Lena Dunham's nipples look like pug noses. And I don't know why that's always stuck with me, but I just laughed. It was just very funny. It's gross, but funny. Lena Dunham fucker.
Like little chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Just little cookies? Little Hershey Kisses. Little chocolate chips. Yeah.
I'm a baby. They'll be like two Häagen-Dazs lids that got wet.
Do they stretch?
And then they fell apart.
They stretch when you have a baby?
Oh, my God.
Your nipples do?
The size of your hoop earrings right now? That was me, lady. Tell you what, folks. Real.
I ain't never having no baby.
Not a good time with the HR
stuff. You call me KD, and then, you know.
Not a good time with the HR stuff going on, but does it hurt when a baby latches on?
No, it was a nightmare. It was the worst pain. It was the worst thing giving birth.
And then he gets teeth, and then it's worse.
And then they bite.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry.
This is birth control for
they
me.
They got infected.
Jeff,
right?
Yep.
They get backed up. You got, oh, yeah.
It's they got infected?
Yeah. I spiked a fever 104.
Oh, wow.
It's a nightmare.
Wow.
Nipples. That'll be my mission to bring every rundown back to nipples.
Lactated.
5 years are great,
This might be TMI, but during sex with the, when he sucks the boob, would milk come out?
Congrats to me on the sex. That's all I'll say. But it's weird.
We're getting freaky on here now.
Tico, no, that's a kink. Some dudes are into that.
Some dudes are really
not to kink shame.
So that breaks some else. I mean, it's good for you, I heard.
There's
it's good for your brain.
There's some lady at a rave just squirting it all over everybody.
Yeah.
There's a British documentary that we had to watch talking about breastfeeding, and there was an 11-year-old kid who was still breastfeeding.
Wow.
Yeah, there
but he
is.
But he's like,
who the hell is that?
She's spraying everybody with
breast milk.
Oh, she's spraying with the breast milk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in people's mouths. I think I saw this. Oh, yeah. Man, it doesn't get much weirder than this, does it? Oh, Lord.
It's great when it works for, you know.
I could kind of see Kate in this outfit.
I mean, if it's hot out.
I could kind of see it. I could see you doing
that's
this.
That's me. That's my vibe.
That's you. That's your vibe. That is your vibe right there.
Yep.
Squirt it. Squirt it.
Yeah, people are very healthy. Did you know
bodybuilders? Whoa. She's squirting all over the place.
Did you know bodybuilders pay top dollar for breast milk?
I bet, yeah.
It's like $25 for 4 ounces or something like that.
Wow.
And they like meet up in Starbucks.
How do you know these random facts?
My
went down rabbit hole. I'm making bank. That's why I'm selling to bodybuilders all over North Jersey.
Someone tried to buy my sister-in-law's extra breast milk. She had some extra.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you gotta be You gotta go. You gotta be careful. You don't know who you're. Yeah. You can be selling to a mom, or you can sell it to an old creepy dude. Right. But
creepy guy. I mean,
that's money's money.
Yep.
Yeah. Money, honey.
But yeah, Lena Dunham.
That was weird.
She's the worst.
Lena Dunham, it's her fault we went down that path.
It's definitely her fault.
Fuck you, Lena.
She had beef with Clancy. Y'all know
for
about
real?
That? Yeah.
No, I read it
on the thing. She had some. What happened, John?
I forget exactly what happened. KFC's not liked her for a really long time, and I think she at one point responded.
Clancy's always beefing on Twitter. That's how we met.
I was about to say,
beefing. Yeah, okay. He's like the number. What did he write? What did he say? I can't even imagine how offensive Lena Dunham's comments are to women who actually have to go through abortions.
Who knows what that's
so, okay.
Like. Yeah, that's Clancy, stop speaking on
perfect,
women.
Perfect. Abortions. Let's talk about them.
Lena Dunham looks like abortions. A bag of milk. Oh, shit.
That's a good one. That's a good
and
diss.
And then he tagged my fellow basketball fan in that, kind of throwing him under the bus. Damn.
Yeah.
Anyways. Philadelphia. Dozen live show going on at the Met tonight. Awesome. And the live show will be released next week.
Yeah, next Tuesday is the semifinals. Wednesdays are the finals.
That's awesome.
Tuesday, 7, 8 o'clock.
Who y'all rooting for?
Uptown Balls. I got to root for the Uptown Balls.
Uptown Balls.
Yeah.
He's my desk mate.
Nikki Clicky.
You gotta go.
You want Nikki Clicky and the Frankettes?
I don't
hate the Frankettes, but Uptown Balls are kind of an underdog. They won the championship.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. I don't want Tommy to win. I don't want Tommy to win.
he wins everything.
I'm rooting for the experts because Brandon Walker won't be there. Big T's filling his spot. Okay. So I'm rooting for the experts. That's a likable team without Brandon fucking Walker. but doesn't tonight.
Night in
releases
Philly.
Next week.
Yes.
7 p.m. actually.
7 p.m. I was trying to go off like a 7:20 like opening pitch.
Awesome.
I don't know if anyone.
What's going on, Clemmer?
It comes out this week.
It comes out this week. There's going to be a super fast turnaround.
Comes out Wednesday. Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
Edit that out. Comes out tomorrow.
Super fast turnaround.
Goes out tomorrow. Maybe tonight.
He does a trivia. We'll tweet about it. It'll be on the website.
I've been getting DMs from people who are going because I said I was going on the act the other day. But they were like, we're getting fucked up, blah, 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 tonight. We're going to party. Come party. So, like, people are going to be getting rowdy.
They're going to the Philly bar after, the Barstool Philly bar. Do you
Sansom Street Bar still stands?
Do you think the Philadelphia crowd will be the most like aggressive crowd and be the most energetic and?
It'll be the best, classiest.
Yeah,
crowd.
I don't know about classy.
I wouldn't compare us to Boston.
What about Chicago?
Chicago's good vibes.
Yeah, I heard you don't even watch their content though. You don't like the city that much. Or wait, no. Chicago.
Oh, yeah, no, I never watched Chicago.
The city is kind of weird.
Shout out my boy Eddie.
Yeah.
You know, my sister that got married, she lives in Philly.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she does.
Send her on over there tonight.
Yeah, we might need to go over there.
I would love to.
Yeah,
have you been to Philly before?
I've been there. I like it.
Good?
I like the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been to Philly. I've been through it on a train. Wow. Never gotten out.
I want to see the Eagles play the Steelers on the 30th down there.
Ooh.
Mom, stay out.
Ooh.
Getting weird. What?
Okay.
30th of October?
Yep.
Spooky. Halloween? Ooh, that's a fun NFL game. I always see, like, I feel like the Saints always get, like, a Halloween game, and everyone's, like, dressed in.
I already texted my cousins. I'm like, we got to wear costumes. And they're like, no, we don't. We're not. We're definitely not.
That's going to be
I can't wait.
That's going to be
late. Yeah, dog mask. Get our dog mask going. Ooh. Underdog.
What are you going to be anything for Halloween this year, Tico?
I'm thinking about it. I want to be something sexy but like funny at the same time. I think that's hard. Right?
It is hard.
It's hard to be sexy and funny at the same time. So
I was slutty Swiss cheese once. I had like the Wisconsin Swiss cheese hat and then a yellow costume and then all the Swiss cheese holes. Where are my sexy
Hopefully we don't see a whole bunch of Dahmer costumes.
I think we are.
I hope we don't. I really hope we don't.
I think it's going to be Dahmer and I'm trying to think. Now, fuck, what else has happened this year?
I'm bitch slapping anybody I see in a Jeff Dahmer costume, including anyone here. Oh, sorry, HR.
All right, that's it for the rundown. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.